Madam says the recording started, right?
Yep.
Thank you for standing by. At this time, the conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so we'll start out with a roll call to see who's here. Please, Glenn, can you do that?
Suzanne Jeffrey. Let me get this up. We've got Sue Junkless from ICANN Staff on with Liz Williams from ICANN Staff. Then we have David Maher from the Registry Constituency, Alistair Dixon from the Business Constituency, John Nevitt from the Registrar Constituency, and yourself.
And me. Okay, thank you. Okay, so the next things we had were interest statements. Does anyone wish to or need to update their interest statement at this time? Okay, no. Moving on, it was review of agenda. Now, the agenda that was sent out basically had review of status, and we needed to review two things. One was the status of the task force report, which was scheduled to be out on 8 February, and also the registry constituency document on data use collection, including traffic data, which was supposed to be out today. Then we had a recap of the term of reference 5 recommendation and check and see if there are any constituency issues or support on that yet. And then to basically ask everyone to have that by the next meeting in Marina Del Rey. And then there were going to be first comments on the draft final report, because people were going to have a week to have seen it, but of course it's sort of a silly item at the moment since people haven't had a chance to see it. And then it was basically to talk about our agenda for the Marina Del Rey meeting, just to make sure that we've got everything planned that we need to have planned and that people know the agenda. And then was to ask, we'll probably try to figure out who's going to be there then. And then any other business. Does anyone have any changes, modifications, or additions to the agenda?
Probably I don't.
Nope.
I just want to announce.
Hello, I didn't hear something. Hello?
It's Marilyn. I just wanted to announce I just joined.
Okay, thanks, Marilyn. Something I noticed on the last call, you have to be intentional to be heard. Sometimes I heard you, and then sometimes I don't. I don't know what it is that you're doing to make yourself heard, but you have to do it.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks. So, review of the status. Liz, can you tell us about the task force report that was scheduled for the 8th?
Yes, I can. Yesterday, I received correspondence from the registry constituency to say that they were not submitting a minority report as I had expected. I have drafted the task force report on the basis that they were going to do that, and then subsequent discussion with Marie Zikova and others on the registry constituency said that they are now not. I also hadn't received a heads up on the 15th of February material. I had thought that it was coming in prior to then.
Scheduled for the 15th since the beginning.
Yeah, I had thought that it was coming in prior to that, that's all. So I am now scrambling to redesign parts of the task force report to make sure that the registry's constituency material is included in the whole of the report. I have, as you would be aware, everybody, been very busy on the new TLD's updated draft report, which was finished for our internal consumption tonight, and I would expect that my redrafting of the report will be completed tomorrow if I can get it done and distributed over the weekend. So my personal apologies for not anticipating that change of plan. That is just something that I have to deal with. It's my responsibility, and I have not finalized the final report. But that is on its way now that I know that I'm not anticipating a minority, anticipating a minority report from the registries.
Okay, I'm a little confused, and I know we talked about it before, but I still don't understand. I had thought that as of the 8th, it was already ready and just being internal reviewed as I can before you released it. And so I...
Without the registry's material, Avery, so now that has to be incorporated.
I see. Okay.
The upside for me is that I've now completed the new TLD's report and can devote myself to finalizing as quickly as possible the draft task force report. And I really want to get that to everybody as quickly.
It seems also that this one's going to come in sort of as a in second place after everything was already finished with the other. But okay, at this point, even if it comes out Monday, people will not have had a whole week to read it. So I'm concerned about that because we meet on Saturday to go through it, and so I'm very concerned. I don't know how other people feel about the ability to read it before Saturday.
Aubrey, it's Marilyn. I just have a question.
I'm closer to the phone. If you can, or turn up your volume. I can hear that it's you, but I can't really hear what you're saying.
I'm at a hotel phone, and
there we go. That's it. Got it.
I have a question. Maybe it would be helpful to understand how different this is expected to be from the previous version, or if we're just now going to see integration of registry comments.
I hope it's radically different because we had asked for a complete reorganization of the document after the last one and have been waiting for a long time to see what it was going to look like.
So that would be helpful to just have clarified. And secondly, if we get it, early in the day, U.S. time, but because of the time zone difference, if we get it early in the day, I think the other thing to take into account is that people really need to be able to read it on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, because beginning on Thursday, they're really tied up focused on PDP 05. So the earlier we can get it, even if it's partial, I mean, even if it comes in two phases, if it comes in two segments, the better.
Yeah, I agree with you, Marilyn. And Frank, I don't know whether you were on the call when I was just giving the explanation about it. The report has been completely revamped and changed, so there's been significant changes that have taken place, which is why it's taken also rather longer for our internal processes to redo it, make sure that everyone's happy with it. So I will be attempting to get it out as quickly as possible with all of the material in it. And one of the things that we had hoped to do was to include as much of Term of Reference 5 as possible. And from my side, I was hoping that we would have the remainder of the Term of Reference 5 discussion today to see whether there had been any progress on the status of those recommendations so it could be as complete as possible. And I had one further question. Am I right in thinking that Monday is a public holiday in the U.S.? Is that a public holiday, or is it just a special day?
It is a public holiday.
Right, okay, that's fine, thank you.
I think it's not.
Excuse me? Lots of businesses work on that holiday.
Yeah, and I'm certainly planning to work, and so please act this was a regular day.
Yeah, that's what I think it's. The reason why I'm asking that is that I've just received a note from Diane Schroeder in our office to say that the ICANN office is closed on Monday, and that is the day that I will be flying to come in a day early to finalize the preparations for both for the complete week of new TLD stuff, internal planning sessions, and the PDP Febo 6 stuff, all happening in the same week.
Aubrey, this is John, if I may. Thanks. We may want to move down on the agenda a bit to figure out the schedule and whether folks can actually participate in the meetings on Saturday, and that may help decide the time frame for the report, because, you know, I prefer not to get a piecemeal report or one that's not completely finished if it's not necessary. Obviously, if it is necessary and we think we'll have the participation, that'd be helpful. But I'm concerned that there may be a lack of participation on the weekend, and especially with not receiving the information for term of reference 5 and the delay in the report, we may, you know, depending on how the conversation goes in the next agenda item, we may want to rethink our schedule.
Glenn, I wondered, you had the up-to-date participation things, and I wondered if we could actually just go through that. I had my list here.
Okay.
We're not suggesting canceling our meeting.
Like, it's getting closer. Fewer and fewer people seem to be willing to do this weekend, which is really sort of distressing. But again, given how late the delivery on things has been, it's hard not to understand people sort of saying, you know, with nothing to review, it's hard to tell. Anyhow, let me go on. I want to give the history. There was the document that was supposed to come out in terms of data collection that didn't make it today, and I guess people saw the mail from Jeff basically saying, sorry, we're working on it. Hopefully before the weekend, but I don't think there's any certainty of that.
Avery, I think David Maher is on the call. Perhaps you can just check with him.
Yeah, and can we just clarify which weekend?
This weekend.
This is David. We're trying to get some information together from all the registries, at least the GTLDs. But as you saw from Jeff's message, he has not heard from at least some of the registries. PIR has some information, which I'm about to send to Jeff, but I don't know about the others. But the bottom line is I don't know when it will be available.
Okay, thanks. So, yeah, as long as I can tell, while there's an attempt to have it before our meeting, there's no certainty. Okay. Let's skip the Tor 5 recommendation discussion, and we can come back to it if there is any intent. Skipping first comments on the draft final report, because obviously we can't have first comments on a report no one's seen yet. So we're down to plans for the Marina Del Rey meeting. We were scheduled for Saturday and Sunday, basically start 15 after a reserve names early meeting. The two things that I had on the agenda was to go through the reference 5 recommendation, basically get the constituency's view on that. And while we haven't seen the recommendation itself has not changed since we talked at our last meeting, so that's been posted, and by then would have been 2 weeks, and so there was a request for constituencies to have their positions on whether they support or don't support that recommendation by the meeting. So that was one item. And the other item we were going to do was basically walk through the report, especially the recommendations, and make sure believed it was for the next review cycle. We had decided on another review cycle for this one before off to the council in Lisbon. So that was the next step that we're going to do. And so those two things were considered, you know, one and a half to go through it carefully.
Can I ask a question when you're ready?
Of course. I'm ready.
Yes, just a quick one. Your call is echoing a lot, so when you're speaking, would you mind just slowing down a little bit? The other thing is that I had drafted a draft agenda for distribution to the participants for Saturday and Sunday, and I'm taking notes as you are speaking to make sure that I've got in order what you want to do. When you're just speaking, can you just be slow a bit because I'm typing it as you're saying it?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm saying I am there, but it not be necessary is to go over the registry report on data use and collection, including traffic data. So those were the three things on the agenda for the face-to-face meeting in Marina Del Rey. Now, one of the things we need to know is how many people will be in Marina Del Rey and how many will be attending remotely.
So shall we pause and do that count? Is that all right?
Sounds good idea.
You're being silly, Avery.
I am speaking slowly as requested.
It's a great improvement. Glenn, have you got the definitive list?
Yes, I've got a list in front of me. Am I coming over clearly enough?
Yes, thanks.
On my list, I have participants in person. David Maher, Ken Stubbs, John Nevitt, Carolyn Cade, Sophia Bekele, Avery, and Mawati Tango from the non-commercial constituency. As remote participants, I have Jeff Newman, Greg Roof, and maybe someone from the IPC, like Uta Dekker. But as far as I know, Kiyoshi will be there too. But I do not think that he is... He's on the call sometimes. And Steve will be there until the end of Saturday.
Can I just ask you again, it's Marilyn. Steve...
Can't hear you, Mel.
I didn't hear who Steve was.
Metallic. How on constituency? It sounds like the all of the
constituency-wise, we will have registry, registrar, business constituency, non-commercial constituency. And we will have ISP on the phone, remote participation with Greg. And Milwaukee will be there for the non-commercial, and Avery and Sophia for the nominating committee. So, in fact, we will have the two in.
It's John. Just to clarify my participation, Glenn, I have a 4 o'clock flight on Saturday, so you'll have registrar participation until probably 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Also, Glenn, I got a note from Greg Roos to say that he was not participating on Sunday.
Yes, but
sorry, Greg. Hello, I didn't realize you were there.
But Tony Harris should be participating both days.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you. I didn't know that. Okay.
And Glenn, just it's Alistair here. I'm hoping to participate remotely.
Okay, thanks, Alistair. Great. So it seems as though there will be full house then.
So my plan is to try and do as much Saturday as possible, and but I do believe that we will run into Sunday, especially if we do get the registry report on data collect. Understand that people want to spend as little time Sunday as possible, and I certainly think. But I do think, and I'm grateful so many people are going to be available. Does it strike other people that we do have enough presence to actually do what's on the agenda?
I think since we've got most constituencies there for at least much of the time, we should be able to make good progress.
Any other comments?
I suppose.
Thank you. Now, one of the things that's important is for as many constituencies as possible to have their degree, to know their constituency's degree of for term of reference. Should I take that as no, none of the constituencies have discussed this yet?
Sorry, Avery, the last part of your sentence cut out. Just say what you said again.
In other words, since no one responded that the constituencies have been discussing term of reference 5, should we assume that no one yet?
Aubrey, it's Marilyn. Let me speak to that and ask Alistair to comment. As the rapporteur at the time for this topic in the BC, we spent extensive time on this topic.
Now, Marilyn, can you just go closer to the phone again?
Sorry, I'm as close to the phone as I can get.
There you go.
As the rapporteur for, at the time, for this topic in the BC, we spent extensive discussion on this topic. I don't see what has changed in the discussion we've had so far, which invalidates the position the constituency took at that time and put in writing. We are awaiting the report from the registries to see what. To see what additional information beyond what we've already considered. But I don't see that anything has changed from the position that our constituency took. Now, you know, if you're saying, we're now talking about proposing a study. The constituency supported the idea that further work needed to be done and recommendations made. What can you help me with what you're looking for from us?
If you believe that your constituency supports the recommendation as written, then that's fine. And if you believe the recommendation is essentially the same as what you supported before, and you can say that, you know, your constituency supports that recommendation, then that's all I'm looking for. But at the moment, and I don't see any reason to change, at the moment the report is going to include that the recommendation we made at the last meeting that was circulated, and I think that no one commented on within the top limit, as the recommendation in the report. I did with all the others, I need to collect the level of support on that recommendation. We never did collect the level of support, a report level recommendation, because we didn't have one until last week.
Avery, it's Alistair here. I mean, I think we can probably support the recommendation, but I would like to see the registry's report about registry data first. I'd just like to understand, I sort of feel like we're operating on partial information at the moment, as I indicated last time, and I would just like to see that information first before confirming that we do support that recommendation.
Okay. I understand that, and I certainly would like to see it too, although one of the things that the panel basically says is we have incomplete data and we need more research into this. So, yes, I want to see it, but I guess I'm trying to understand that if we don't see it, what changes?
I would say if we don't get more data from the registries, if they don't choose to contribute data, I'll turn to Alistair to confirm this, but I think we would, as the BC, have to support the recommendation because we haven't heard any additional information that would lead us not to support it. That's why it's really important to hear the report.
Yeah, that would be my view too, so.
So you think it's possible that we could see, I mean, a registry report on data collection that would mean there was no more need for a study, that there would be a complete enough report to address all of the concerns and that therefore you would say no support for the current recommendation because you had enough information?
Well,
you see that as possible?
I'm not going to use the word probable, but the registries have made, have suggested that they think they can make the case, and I suggest the BC would be open to hearing the case. That's
okay.
Alistair, does that?
Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, we are,
okay.
You know, we have been operating on partial information on this particular issue, and it looks to me like a study will be necessary, but I just would like to see that the information that the registries provide first.
So that would be good motivation for the registries to make sure there's a complete report in time for us to discuss it. Does any other constituency have a comment on their work towards getting a constituency level of support for the COP recommendation? No one? Yes. Please try and have a level for the face-to-face meeting. I understand the difficulty put in place. And so I guess there's two ways it can go. One, the data is still not complete enough, so the recommendation may be necessary. Or two, the data is complete enough and probably to go back to constituencies with an indication of the complete data says what do we support. Is that reasonable?
Are you asking for everybody's view here, Avery, or just those that haven't spoke?
I'm asking for anybody that wants to speak.
Well, certainly what you're suggesting seems reasonable to me.
Is there anyone to whom it seems unreasonable?
Hey, Avery, this is John. I'm not sure what is going on with the phone, but I'm hearing maybe one out of every three words you speak. So it's hard for me to say whether it was reasonable or not, but I assume it's reasonable because you're usually reasonable.
Thank you. Oh, dear. Oh, the hell with it all. Take your phone call. I'm going to hang up and call on my cell. What are you? Thank you.
And I'm going to hope we advance this call quickly since I'm paying a horrific rate at a Swiss hotel. But I've been experiencing problems. Are you guys able to hear me?
Yep.
Now we can hear you great.
Oh.
Not such good quality though, Marla. Not like consistent sound.
But it's got to be Swiss Telecom. It's not my fault.
No, I know, absolutely. But isn't there a dial-out number we can call you on?
You know, it would be nice, but...
impractical.
The hotel, Glenn has done this several times in the past, and the hotel switchboard disconnects the call after 5 minutes.
Yeah, rotten sods, they're looking for you to make the call.
The other hotel I stay at here at Jade, since we're going out advertising, lets me speak for an hour before they disconnect me. But Avi will be back shortly, I hope.
Was anyone else having a hard time hearing her?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not just you and your ears that need cleaning, Tom.
So Liz, while we have the time, as far as the meeting next week, what is it, like 9 to 5, Thursday, Friday?
Yes, it is for Thursday and Friday for the new TLD stuff. It's definitely 9 to 5. And then for Saturday morning, the Reserve Names Working Group, Chuck's group, is meeting between 8 and 10. And then the February 6th people are kicking off at 10 o'clock.
Okay. And is there other dinners planned or?
Yep, the Victoria Tricomo. Unfortunately, we won't have the wonderful services of Glenn on the ground because of her foot. But Victoria Tricomo, the policy development's executive assistant, will be there, and she's organized everything. So yes, there will be dinners. Don't worry, you will be fed.
No, I'm just thinking. I'm making dinner plans with a friend, so I'm deciding whether to do it Thursday or Friday.
Okay. Sorry. Sadly, I'm back on the call.
So Friday would be good, Glenn. John.
Just no one can hear me.
Okay,
yes, we can. We can hear you.
Oh, okay. I was about to hang up again.
That's much better, Glenn. Aubrey, thanks.
Yeah, it's my cell phone. I'll just pay $1 a minute for this off the call.
Well, we'll be quick.
Yeah, right. Okay, so where were we? Weren't you guys resolved while I wasn't here?
The start times for the new TLD's meeting on Thursday and Friday.
Thank Rick. Okay, so basically, I guess where we had left it was my asking people, I'm just looking at my email. Whether the constituencies would be able to have their levels of support on a statement, considering that the information would still be incomplete. Now, obviously, if there's complete information, then they'll have to go back to their constituencies, I assume, because we would have to revise the recommendation, because if the information is complete, then we'll be able to make conclusions, and we wouldn't be recommending a study. We would be recommending either no action or some action or something concrete. Is that correct?
Yep.
Aubrey, it's Marilyn, but it seems to me that, I mean, I don't know if other constituencies can proceed this way, but my suggestion would be to constituencies that, assuming there's no information that persuades them otherwise, they could go ahead and take a decision that they support the call for the study because there's no information that persuades them otherwise, and that way they could take an opinion from their membership.
Well, yeah, that's what I was suggesting.
In
this state, I'm just saying that since there's a possibility that we are going to get a report, and there's a possibility that that report will be so complete and so satisfy everyone that we would need to change the recommendation. So, yes, in certainly the circumstance that we're in now, the constituency certainly can decide their level of support based on the current recommendation. It's just that, you know, we get a report and it resolves everyone's issues, then we would have a different recommendation. And that's when people would need to go back to the constituency saying, hey, we got the information we need, everything's cool, we're doing, you know, we're recommending this instead, what do you think? Correct?
Got it.
I mean, I'm being optimistic. Okay, I believe we've covered everything on the agenda. Is that correct? I've lost track of it. I apologize.
Yes, you have, Avery. And on the basis of the discussion as we were taking notes, I've sent a proposed draft agenda to the list. I had a couple of questions for anyone. Is there anyone who needed any assistance with logistics or meeting rooms or anything else for Marina Del Rey?
I guess I do, Liz.
Mm-hmm.
How's the communication about Marina Del Rey being communicated to the constituencies? I assume you're communicating to the council, but often, you know, generally observers are accommodated, and I don't know how the communication is going out. I don't want to take up Aubrey's call on this, but how's the communication going out to the constituencies so that they can let their members know about observer opportunities?
Glenn, Marilyn.
Marilyn, it's Glenn. I'm going to send out a note to the liaison list that touches all the constituencies with details either later tonight or early tomorrow morning, and also with all the numbers for remote participation. All that is being taken care of.
Just for the record, I'm going to note that that makes it difficult, I think, for it's kind of late notice for constituencies. So maybe in the future we could just kind of take note to try to do it earlier.
Thank you.
Got the note. Any other issues? You said you had a couple questions for us?
Yes, I did, but the logistical one has been answered because we have a confirmation of attendees. I won't have Glenn's wonderful support there, and I was just making a list for myself because I was specifically asked to make sure I knew who was coming in for how long and what for, because we have rooms to manage. That's entirely non-substantive, but it does matter enormously in terms of the resources that we expend on hotel rooms and food and coffee and being in the room with sound systems running and all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
So that's done. Thank you. I'm fine.
Okay, any other issues from any one of the participants? And then I do apologize for the difficulty I had with the phone call. I just have financial issues with cell phones. If there's no other issues, I look forward to seeing people in LA or talking to you if you're participating remotely. And please, Liz, please get us the document as soon as possible. And please, to everyone else, try and make sure you know what your constituency's level of support is on the all things being equal term of reference 5. recommendation. If there's nothing else, thanks.
Thanks, Audrey.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Thank you.